Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. We go across the nation, and thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and the Murray Radio Station is Bumabipa Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Give us a call, have your say on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, pregnancy health warnings on alcohol products welcomed by Cancer Council Victoria. We're going to catch up, have a yarn with Sarah Jackson, Cancer Victoria Senior Legal Policy Officer. On the line, Sarah, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, great news, and welcome it with all smiles and regarding protecting our young ones to join us in this beautiful world, yes?
Yeah, it's fantastic news. We were really pleased by the decision of the ministers to prioritise the health of children, families and communities by voting in favour of a visible pregnancy warning on alcohol products.
Now, there are warnings on the so-called labels of these products, but to enlarge it or highlight it, or here we are talking about on radio, the more warnings we can give out there, the better it is for our beautiful women and our young ones to be, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Until now, it's just been a voluntary scheme, so and it's just a small picture of a pregnant woman drinking, and it's not on all alcohol products, and it's really hard to see. It's tiny. It's smaller than the barcode. So this new warning will have the picture as well as the words pregnancy warning, alcohol can cause lifelong harm to your baby, and it will be in red and black and white, much larger than the current warnings and much easier to see.
Okay. With alcohol exposure and pregnancy, what sort of damage can it do for unborn babies?
Well, unfortunately, alcohol use in pregnancy can cause a range of adverse consequences, miscarriage, stillbirth, premature birth, birth defects and developmental problems, as well as fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which is a lifelong disability and is completely preventable. It's only caused by alcohol in pregnancy, and if women are supported to have alcohol-free pregnancies, it's entirely preventable.
And so with the labels on products now, which is great, so we've had women take on these products not knowing that there's alcohol in them. Would that be the case?
Yeah, look, I think there's still a lot of confusion in the community about whether it's safe to drink alcohol in pregnancy. And partly because there hasn't been a clear warning until now. We know that one in four women keep drinking after finding out that they're pregnant. And about 25% of people in the community just don't know that alcohol use can cause these adverse consequences. So this label will be a great step towards better educating the community, raising awareness about these adverse consequences, and helping women to feel supported to have alcohol-free pregnancies. You know, it's not just about informing the women, it's also about informing the people around them, so their partners, friends, family and the broader community, so that they feel supported to have alcohol-free pregnancies and they understand why that's important.
I think we can run with the affirmation, run with COVID-19, we are all in this together. That's
absolutely
a very good phrase in regard to what we're talking about here. Would you agree, Sarah?
Absolutely. It can be difficult for women in an environment where the alcohol industry is pushing those messages to drink alcohol. So, you know, they're really pushing against the cultural norms of using alcohol, the marketing messages that, you know, and there's a lot of alcohol marketing targeting women.
Yes.
So there are a range of things that need to happen to really help women to have alcohol-free pregnancies, and a label a label is one of those things. It's not the only thing, but it's a long way towards really helping raise awareness.
But we'll take our small wins, and that's what it's all about, you know, and providing a safe journey for our young ones and a fantastic, strong foundation for their future, yes?
That's absolutely right. So we were really pleased that the ministers made the decision that they did.
Yes.
We had the alcohol industry were pushing hard against a visible label. They wanted what's called a contrast label, so not the red, black and white one that you would be really hard to see. So it was really pleasing that the ministers prioritised the health
Good.
And well-being of women and babies and put them first in
Yes.
voting for this label, which will be really helpful in avoiding fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and other adverse consequences of drinking when you're pregnant.
Well, exactly. We need to be voices for the young ones who can't speak, and that's what it's all about. Thank you very much for sharing, Sarah. Listen, all the best to you and your team, your family, and look, stay safe. Thinking of you guys there in Victoria regarding COVID-19, and we'll talk soon, my dear.
Great. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Deadly Yarn there with Sarah Jackson, Cancer Victoria's Senior Legal Policy Officer, and talking about the pregnancy health warnings on alcohol products. Welcome by Cancer Cancer Council of Victoria. And look, very great news, protecting our young ones and being a voice for the young ones who can't speak, and giving them a strong foundation for their future. And love and respect our beautiful women out there. Take care, look after yourselves. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully on Trevor Tim 22. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
I've been looking for you. Searching.
A very good morning, your Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Remote Indigenous Health Centre opens in Newman, WA. A new healthcare hub for Indigenous clients in Newman is the first primary healthcare facility of any type to be constructed in the town. It has a focus on the Matu and the Yipali people, offering a culturally appropriate space for Indigenous clients to receive services such as dialysis and other allied health services. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the CEO of Patakunu Aboriginal Medical Service, that's PAMS, and that's Robbie Chibawi on the line. Robbie, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, congratulations on your new healthcare centre hub. Got to be pretty excited about the new healthcare hub, yes?
Yeah, we are very excited, and it's been a few years in the making. Finally, it's come to pass, and it's we're starting a new journey. Which will enable us to ensure that, we provide comprehensive primary health care to the Matu and Yabali people.
Yes, beautiful. Now, the new hub will save Indigenous clients from travelling to Perth for treatment, so saving a lot of travel time as well as costs as well, yes?
Yes, so we run four other communities in the desert, so that's Jigalong, Punmu, Bango and Kunawoji. So one-way trip from Kunawaji to Perth for any specialist treatment it would cost around 5,000 or so.
Yes.
And so we are basically trying to reverse all that trend where we want to bring a lot of specialists and allied health right here in Newman.
Yes.
So bring the, whatever services people need closer to them as opposed to them going to Perth.
So we're talking about also employment as well. We're talking healthcare nurses, practical nurses, remote doctors, GPs, as well as Indigenous health workers. An opportunity for employment, yes?
Yes, and we've been on a recruitment drive, actually. So
good.
We managed to recruit a doctor so far. We are recruiting Aboriginal health practitioners, some in the trainee capacity so that we train them up. It's a win-win for everyone.
Fantastic. And then with the support and help from professional doctors making visits to Newman, that would be a draw card as well, having a healthcare hub, yep?
Yeah, so the healthcare hub has got about six consult rooms and we're only using four and two at any given time with our two permanent GPs. And so it means that we've got four, which, all specialists, when they're in Newman, they can use. We also have other services like dental room, which is well fitted with every equipment.
Yes.
We've got audiology, hearing booth, and a consult room. So basically, we can have cardiologists, we can have renal physicians coming visiting Newman. And so we're trying basically to cut, the need for people to travel to Perth.
And look, to have a new healthcare hub, it's a lot of a team effort and in regard to making it all come to fruition as such. The community, as well as the workers and yourself as the CEO, got to be really excited about the new building, yeah?
Yeah, very, very excited. It's, as you said earlier on, it's the first AMS to be built in Newman, really has never been any. And so Newman and surrounding places are really excited, and you would have seen when the official opening happened, everyone came to celebrate in numbers. Everyone
yes.
came to actually celebrate this new milestone.
Fantastic. How long have you been the CEO of the PAMS?
So, look, I've worked through the ranks, really. Been clinical manager for around 3 years, CEO for 2 years now.
Yes. Yes. And background, Chibawi, where do you come from, Robbie?
Originally come from Zambia.
Zambia,
and
yes.
So I came to Zambia in Southern Africa and came to Australia about 12, 13 years ago.
Yep. You're local now.
Yeah, I'm local. I've worked in, you know, did my university in Victoria.
Yes.
Worked in Victoria, worked in Queensland, and now I really wanted to do remote, and I found it here 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
I've been in the Pilbara.
So Newman is home for you.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Actually, home has been like Punmu, Kunawaji, Jigalong, and new money now, so yeah.
Oh, beautiful, good. Well, you're working with our mob, which is fantastic, and we always say nothing beats black on black. You're a brother from another country. We've been here for 13 years. We claim you as a brother here in this country, and great to see you working with our mob there. And congratulations once again, and all the best to you and your deadly team. Keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch. Thank you very much, Robbie.
Yo, thank you so much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn, deadly yarn. Robbie Chibawi, his name is, and he's the CEO of PAMS. That's the Puntukunu Aboriginal Medical Service, and they're very excited about the new healthcare hub that was built there in Newman. It's the first primary healthcare facility of any type to be constructed in the town, so fantastic. And look, it'll save our mob out that way a lot of travel costs in regards to travelling to Perth for treatment and such. It works at about $5,000 per visit per person. It costs for an individual to travel to Perth for medical health, so that's a great investment, and the Australian government have put money to the table to make this come to fruition. Fantastic. It also helps with employment and working with our mob in the community. Fantastic. Have your say. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarn up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Roslyn, angel child, I said Roslyn, angel child. When the white man came and he took you all the way, I said, Roslyn, it's not right. You're my angel child. Well, they took you from took you from my arms. With the Lord and a gun, they'll keep you safe from harm. If only they knew what they'd done. When they took you from my arms. Now they say, and they said that I didn't care. When you asked where I was, they told you I was dead. And they said that I didn't care. And they told my babies I was dead. I said, Roslyn, angel child. I said, Roslyn, angel child.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
For 200 years we've been beaten down, too long on the door. My dignity I'm losing here, mentally I'm on. There's a system here that nails us, and we're left out in the cold. Oh, they took our life and liberty, friends, but they could not buy our soul. Joe Hill died, Che Guevara fought, Pamela Woy lay down dead. If a person speaks out critically here, they could get loaded down with lead. How long can the majority wait for their story to unfold? Oh, they took their life and liberty, friends, but they could not buy their soul. But the clever man spoke precisely. Humanity said was done. The creed for greed could not proceed if our struggles to be won. For humanity is more important here than a constant quest for gold. Ah, you may take life and liberty, friends, but you cannot buy our soul. One morning, rode a donkey up through that gate. He could see quite clearly he was gonna meet his fate. And the powers that be could see that he could not be born or sold. Ah, they took his life and liberty, friends, but they could not buy his soul. Yeah, they took his life and liberty, friends, but they could not buy his soul.
Hey, hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, a new virtual triage tech identifies skin cancer in high-risk patients. A new virtual triage service developed during COVID-19 has identified skin cancer in 12% of high-risk patients examined, according to new figures. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Martin Haskett, a dermatologist, and with the company MoleMap. Got him on the line. Dr. Martin, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks very much, Trevor. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Doctor, so you're based down in Melbourne, is that right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sorry, where are you based?
I'm based in Melbourne, just a bit south of Melbourne on the coastal area.
Well, thoughts are going out to Victorians, to all our Australians down that way, and the climate we're living in at the moment, under lockdown. Work never stops for you as a dermatologist, is that right?
That's correct. We have to keep going. We have to keep looking after people throughout this process, and yet still stay very safe and avoid people getting infected.
Oh, fantastic. Now, tell us about this new virtual triage tech which identifies skin cancer in high-risk patients, and with the fact that it's a new virtual triage tech that's been operating because of COVID-19, you could say COVID-19, an angel in disguise in finding out information about skin cancer in high-risk patients, yes?
Yes, that's very well put. Trevor, it is an angel in disguise. We've been doing our telehealth, watching people's moles over 20 years, but suddenly we found ourselves with this big group of people who have a high risk for getting skin cancer, particularly melanoma, and we had to say, well, how are we going to look after these people when they're potentially not going to be allowed to or not want to come and see us in our physical locations? So we reacted to that fairly quickly to set up a situation where people could get a basic answer for a skin spot that they'd noticed in their homes. They don't have to leave home to get the assistance that they need in the first instance.
So thanks to technology and thinking outside the square, so to speak, this is a powerful tool and identifying skin cancer with high-risk patients, yes?
It is indeed. It's proven itself to be very successful. And whilst we are certainly very pleased with the fact that the 12% of people who had a skin cancer found were given advice that led to them being able to go and have that dealt with, I guess we've got to remember the other 88%, because it was equally helpful to them, because they didn't have to leave home. They might have been sitting at home sweating over a new spot that had come up and wondering what to do.
Yes.
But by having this virtual triage, they were able to say to themselves, well, I've been told it's okay, I don't have to worry, which means they didn't perhaps have to make a long journey to a doctor's rooms and sit in some place where they might have had more exposure to the virus, etc. So it's been beneficial in both directions.
Fantastic. Dr. Martin, how does the patient operate the triage, the virtual triage, so to speak?
Well, it's very simple. With an internet connection, you log to our website, you make an appointment for what's called a spot chat, and you'll give some of your personal details so that we can contact you. We then send you an email which tells you how to take a photo of the spot that's worrying you that will be useful, because unfortunately too many of the other systems just take photos which are really not very diagnostic at all and don't help. So we say, let's get a really good picture that we can make use of. At that point, you wait for your time, you then go on the net again and have an appointment with a very highly skilled registered nurse who otherwise spent a day examining people for skin cancer, so she knows a lot about what she's looking at. And that conversation is between 15 and 30 minutes, and it includes all the details about the spot, like how long you'd seen it for.
And we're still talking about the photograph of the spot, aren't we?
We are. We're talking about the photograph of the spot.
So the nurse can identify, looking at the photograph, if there is a high risk of skin cancer.
That's correct. And they're very used to doing that because that's their job within our
Exactly, okay.
And we've been very pleased that it has proven to be useful, and including people who have quite significant melanomas that have to be removed. And we can't wait till COVID all goes away before we...
Yes. But even when COVID-19 goes away, this is still a powerful tool that can be, hasten up the process in regarding finding skin cancer for high-risk patients, yes?
Absolutely. And as you said before, Trevor, it's been an angel in disguise. It's pushed us to work really fast and hard to get this service up, but we can't imagine ever not using it.
Yeah.
It'll just continue to be. And when we think about people who live a long way from medical services or...
Or talking about all our mob who lives out in communities, remote Aboriginal communities, is a powerful tool for people living remotely.
Yes, and we would hope that they can make use of it for that purpose, because we can hopefully save them from journeys they don't need to make and keep them safe.
So, Doctor, with the a new virtual triage as such tech that's been designed, so to speak, it's all thumbs up, green light for you guys to use the process. Now it's up and running. Did you have to go through some sort of format medical service to get the A-OK through authorities, or it is what it is, it works, and you're running with the tool? Explain that, please.
Yes, no, it's provided to people at no cost, and we didn't have to get any approval as such, because what we're doing is providing a triage service. We always recommend people to follow up if they don't have, the feeling that they're comfortable with what they've heard on their spot chat. But we've been able to get straight into it. And of course, we've seen this massive surge in telehealth with the advent of COVID and the Medicare item numbers and things. So it's generally become accepted that
yes,
a lot of work can now be done in this way, and that will save a lot of people.
So this would be a first, would it not, Dr. Martin?
Yes, it will be, yes.
A first as in throughout this country, but throughout the globe?
Well, we would think so, yes. We think that there's not likely to be a similar service anywhere else.
Well, dermatologists across the globe would be pretty excited about this new tool then, and coming from Australia, we're in the front, leading the pack, so to speak.
Yes, of course, yes. And we have so much skin cancer in Australia that it's important yes. that we are in the front.
Well, true too, yeah. Well, one of the world's largest database, for skin lesions identifies around 400 new cases of melanoma each year in Australia and New Zealand. So we're up there, which is not a trophy we want in regard to melanoma.
That's right. We'd be very, very much happier if that wasn't
the case
to speak about. Yeah.
Look, beautiful information. Thank you very much for sharing, Doctor, and all the best to you and your team. I think this is fantastic. And looking after all Australians, a very good chat. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, all the best to you, your family and your team. Stay safe and stay warm, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Trevor, and thank you for your interest.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there with Dr. Martin Haskett, his name is, dermatologist with the company MoleMap. And they've found a new virtual triage tech which identifies skin cancer in high-risk patients. And as he mentioned, the COVID-19 was an angel in disguise in regard to this new technology coming to the table, and they had to create a new technology because of COVID-19. And this is hastening up the process regarding identifying skin cancer. So fantastic. Have you say your mob, Yana up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. Delhi number here is 1-800-422-416. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
Check like a a dehydrated pup. Then I closed my eyes and to my surprise there was a square dance starting up. Then the neighbors came, it was still the same. They were starting to spring and sway. While the sets were glowing and the moon was growing, I was calling the night away. So look out, pop, while we found the top, we're starting up an 8-chain 4. Yes, we've got it made when you promenade with the best set on the floor. Then the kangaroo danced a curly cue and the frog leapt high in the air. And the little corral said, excuse me, fella, would you like to start another square? So the old King Brown put his best foot down and the wedge tail grabbed his beak. Then the dingo too did a spinach hand through at the square dance at Horse Creek. So it's dozy do and away we go. You better get your acting gear. With a left on the mate, then a right and left hand, and you're grinning from year to year. With a left hand there and the wrong way there, you can hop or fly or crawl. And if you got no feet, you can follow the beat as you slither around the hall. Then the kangaroo dance a curly cue and the frog leapt high in the air. And the little corella said, excuse me, fella, would you like to start another square? So the old King Brown put his bed foot down and the wedge tail scratched his beak. Then the dingo too did the spinach hang through at the square dance at Horse Creek.
Cause nothing beats a feeling.
deadly track there. Let's change this world. Alicia Powell here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. Us BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Give me a call to have a yarn, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Got about 7 minutes left on the program, 11:53 here in sunny North Queensland. Give me a call over yarn. All your deadly mob over there having a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Here's Mop and the Dropouts. But Murray always says, every day's my birthday. Too deadly.
You're sweet. Like to wish you a happy birthday. Because we know you'll be very proud today. Because you waited many months for the big day. So everyone can wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, because we know that you'll be very proud today.
Mob, happy birthday. Having a happy birthday. Big shout out to you, Mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and that daily track's by Mop and the Dropouts. And yeah, we're coming to you live here, First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, a daily voice for our people, the Murray Grapevine. So yeah, do utilise it. 1-800-422-416. Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Look, take care and stay safe. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we are still in the pandemic. And COVID-19 is still upon us. And we need to abide by the rules in regard to, that's the vaccine we're using at the moment. There is no vaccine. So keep safe, you mob, out and about. And put a mask on, especially if you're down south. People are doing okay in Queensland. We still need to practice social distance and continuously washing our hands and staying safe that way. If you don't need to be out, then stay home. Go for a walk in the rainforest. That'd be best. Too deadly. All right, Mob, take care. Great talking with you.
Yeah.